Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. First off, a quick look at the ups and downs of the farming week. And it was a down with a crash for milk prices. 2 pence a litre coming off at most farm gates this month or next, with the dairies and supermarkets blaming poor commodity prices. That 2 pence effectively takes £20,000 off your average dairy farmer, and at the moment, that's his profit totally gone. Staying with dairying, and it was down and out for milk processing at the Graham's Dairy site at Nairn. The former plant will stay open, however, as a cold store, but 14 jobs are under threat as a result. Now, an unwelcome increase, and by a significant amount, are the numbers of calves dying from that mystery illness, bleeding calf syndrome, now called BNP. According to the Scottish Agricultural College, there have been 54 cases confirmed this year, compared to just 34 over the same 5 months last year. Vets across our MFR area are urging farmers who have problems with calves dying within the first few weeks of life to send them away for post-mortem examination at their local SAC vet centre. It's now been confirmed that drugs company Pfizer will pick up the tab for those post-mortems, but just contact your own vet in the first instance is the advice. Now, turning to lambs, and as the week went on, the numbers of old season lambs are drying up, down by 26%, and the price down by 9.5 pence a kilo to average just 187.7. Cattle were slightly easier on average across Scotland, with steers back by 3.5 pence. Dingwall Mart, however, bucked that average with a cracking sale on Wednesday. The pedigree bulls topped out at 5,400 guineas, with a 22-month-old Charolais coming from Campbell's of Leibster, and the reserve, a 25-month-old Solaire, came from Mackenzie White Bog, making 3,500 guineas. The 220 breeding cattle sold well on the day as well, and comment from the auctioneers: a tremendous show of quality breeding cattle sold extremely well to a packed ringside of buyers. Turning to the grain markets now, and wheat futures have eased slightly, but the mid £170 a tonne still a decent enough figure for spot price in the north at the moment, and oilseed rape has eased slightly as well, down by £6 to £8. So it's been a mixed week for our farmers in the north, and very definitely mixed weather, with no real warmth predicted for a few days at least. But with that, I'll leave you for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.